This is Matt Wells with UN News. The free, informed consent of Indigenous peoples over how their historic territory is used is a key demand arising from the latest UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, which ended on Friday. That's according to the chairperson of the forum, Mariam Walet Aboubakrine, who is a medical doctor from Mali. She spoke to Liz Gafidi about how the forum had gone, which provides expert advice and recommendations on Indigenous issues to the UN's Economic and Social Council, as well as specialised agencies.
So we had six regional dialogues, and they went in general well, and they are from the feedback that we had from people, they well received them, and we learned a lot about them, and we are going to keep these regional dialogues to go in depth in regional concerns and issues and to discuss them in a very reduced regional audience among Indigenous peoples, member states, expert members of the Permanent Forum, as well as other relevant actors that work in these regions.
What are the next steps now?
The follow-up of all the recommendations or all the outcomes of this session. So we need to implement all what we see or to try to correct what is going on for Indigenous peoples. And we have about 1 year to come back with some results. And then we have in our regular session already in the agenda of the next session an item dedicated to the follow-up of our recommendation, where we will share how we try to respond to address the issues that we heard from the forum, but also the best practices, try to implement them over areas or in the same country, in another region of the country.
What are these recommendations?
There are a lot of recommendations on the main theme, the Indigenous peoples' collective rights to territories, lands, and resources. It's about having our free, informed consent on how our territories are used, having policies that allow Indigenous peoples to have a word on how their lands are used, how their territories are used, and to be consulted for that, and to be a decision makers in their territories, land, and on the using of their resources. We have also over recommendation in different issues on Indigenous women. We requested to UN Fund on Population, UN Women, and UNICEF to present us a fact sheet on maternal mortality and children.
Of Indigenous women?
Yes. And that fact sheet shows that there are inequalities in terms of maternal mortality and children among Indigenous people than other communities. That is a finding that conduct work on changing the trend. So one of the recommendations that we did is to share widely these findings, that at national, international level, we will be aware and also take measures for changing these trends. And the third one is on the organization of the International Year on Indigenous Languages on 2019. So we are calling for all the stakeholders to contribute to the action plan that has been presented during this session by UNESCO, to own this action plan at all levels, community, national, international level, for promotion, revitalization of Indigenous languages everywhere and their recognition.